Good morning and welcome to our annual service of quiet reflection and meditation, a time when we can come before our God and reflect on his grace, mercy, and above all his protection shown towards us throughout the past year. Before we commence our worship, however, I would like to remind you that following the Scottish Government's decision to move all regions of the Scottish mainland to level 4 for a period of 3 weeks from Boxing Day, all planned church services within this period, like today's, will become online Zoom services. With regard to services beyond this period, we will continue to monitor the enforced restriction levels and keep you informed accordingly. Many thanks. And now it's time to say Emmanuel and pass you over to Bill to lead us in our worship.
Lord Jesus, friend to the weary, be the strength of all who come to you. Lord Jesus, friend to the sick, be the healing of all who come to you. Lord Jesus, friend to the poor, be the dignity of all who come to you. Lord Jesus, friend to the excluded, be the freedom of all who come to you. Lord Jesus, friend to us all, be the centre which joins us together, and the whole world will live to praise your name. Our first hymn this morning is Once in Royal David's City.
Let us pray. This prayer has a response after the words "for all this time" means and all that it will always mean, loving God, and the response is "we praise you." So after the words "loving God, we praise you," let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this season and all it speaks of. Your promise of old to send a Messiah to your people. The fulfillment of that promise through the sending of your Son. the realization of those long years of expectation, the glad tidings proclaimed by the angels, the wonder and mystery of that first Christmas. For all this time means, and all that it will always mean, loving God, we praise you. We thank you for this season's power to move, to inspire, and to challenge, to gladden the hardest of hearts, and to heal the most broken of spirits, to stir our minds and to capture our imagination. For this time and all it means and all it will always mean, loving God, we praise you. We thank you for the special things we associate with the Christmas season, the spreading of goodwill, the sharing of friendship, the longing for peace, and the expression of love. For all this time means, and all that it will always mean, loving God, we praise you. But above all, Lord, we thank you for the truth behind this blessed day, the message that you have come for us, to be with us, that you love us. And for that reason, you have shared with us our humanity, and that you want us to share in your everlasting life. For all this time means, and all that it will always mean, loving God, we praise you. Loving God, accept our praise. Receive our thanksgiving. Bless our celebrations. And may the wonder of the gospel come alive in our hearts today through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And our next carol is It Was on a Starry Night.
In all the hurt and hassle, in all the confusion, frustration and the pain of life, it is not easy to know just what to say or to find the right words to express how we feel. Sometimes it seems just the right moment to use words of hope and joy and thanks, but at other times we are not so sure. What I hear you saying, Lord, is that it is always the right time to say Emmanuel, God is with us. When the wonderful folk in the National Health Service have given their all and more to help and to heal, when our firefighters, police officers, members of the rescue services risk their lives to serve others, when earthquakes, floods and wildfires have devastated people's lives, and the world reaches out in sacrificial concern, it is time to say Emmanuel. When the disabled and the differentially abled struggle to overcome the immense difficulties of their disabilities and smile at us in hope and joy, it's time to say Emmanuel. When all we see and hear is bad news, when everything speaks of humanity's inhumanity to each other, when the terrorist and the murderer appear to have everything their own way, and their victims offer nothing but forgiveness and understanding, it's time to say Emmanuel. When human foolishness and greed and the exploitation of God's good earth are reaping their reward in the damage done to our environment, and someone says, enough, it's time to say Emmanuel. We continue to sing with our next carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
When those who have been beaten and crushed by the evil work of others, when those who know they have been abused, misused, and misunderstood find someone they can trust to touch, hold, care, and bring healing and wholeness, it's time to say, Emmanuel. When relationships are strained, spoilt, broken, and brought to an end, when someone is rejected, made to feel they don't count and have no value, and then someone says sorry, and reconciliation begins, when healing and hope conquer bitterness and hate, it's time to say, Emmanuel. When all is dark and we've lost our way, when we're not sure how to find our way back home, or even if it is possible, when it seems there is no one who cares and no one wants to understand, when we feel alone, isolated, and someone listens, it's time to say, Emmanuel. When we know in our heart of hearts that we've left no time or space for God, when we know that time and again he has knocked at the door of our lives and we have left him standing on the threshold of our existence, when we have long since closed the door in the face of his generous love, yet find he is still there, still knocking, still waiting, still longing to give us new life, it's time to say, Emmanuel. When we feel self-satisfied and think we can cope in our own strength, when we feel no need of God's grace, see no purpose in walking in faith, when we know we have made a mess of our lives and are ashamed of what we have said or done, when we open our eyes to his mercy and our ears to his words of love, when we discover that we, even we, are accepted, it's time to say, Emmanuel. Our next hymn is the carol, See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw.
See you.
when life is full of joy, laughter, and peace, and someone shares it all with you. When all that you have planned, imagined, or sought goes terribly wrong, and the bottom drops out of your world. And then someone says, I will listen, because I care. Trust me. It's time to say Emmanuel. When you have been deeply hurt and the pain inside won't leave, when you find it hard, indeed almost impossible, to forgive and to let go, when you look at the cross and remember that the way of being made new and clean has been opened, it's time to say Emmanuel. When life is full of questions for which you can find no answers, when there are important choices to be made, difficult decisions to cope with, when you feel unwanted, unnecessary and unloved, when you lose your job, your hope, your faith, when others turn their back on you, and then someone puts their arm around your shoulders and show that they care, it's time to say Emmanuel. When the years have rolled on and strength and health begin to decline, when family and friends are no longer there to share the journey and to make it worthwhile, when life nears its end and death stares you in the face and you're afraid, hear the message of the empty cross, the empty tomb, and the final realization of hope and the victory won. It's time to say Emmanuel. When we sing and when we praise, when we serve and when we give, as we journey now into an uncertain new year, whoever we are, whatever we face, whatever the situation and whatever our need, hold on to that babe born 2,000 years ago. Hold on to that man who died on the cross. He is the one who rose again. He is the one who is with us now. We may not always recognize him. He will appear in ways that we cannot anticipate. He will work through people we least expect. But the greatest truth of all is that it always time, all time to say Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen. Now, next hymn is Look Forward in Faith.
Thank you.
Let us continue our worship with our prayers of thanksgiving and our prayers for others. Let us pray. Loving God, we bring you our thanks for all that you have done for us. Our reply, even in these most unusual circumstances, has to be to offer ourselves and all that we have and all that we are to serve you and to obey your commandment to love and serve our neighbours, both near and far. We praise you for all that we have to rejoice in this Christmas, this special reminder, year by year, of your coming to us in Christ. Come to us now and help us to keep you at the center of our celebrations. Come to our loved ones, our families, our friends, all those we hold dear and whom we shall share with or think of over these festive days. Help us to think also of Christ and through drawing closer to him to grow closer together. Come to those in special need, the poor, the sick, the lonely, the sad, the homeless, the helpless, the oppressed, and the persecuted, all those for whom life is hard and for whom the future seems very bleak. Reach out to them in love and bless them with something to celebrate. Loving God, may the light of Christ break into the lives of people everywhere, bringing them your joy, your peace, your hope, and your love. Bring a song of praise to their lips and celebration in their hearts. Amen. And now we'll join together for our final hymn, Lord, for the Years.
Oh,
May the love of Jesus hold us to his ways. May the power of Jesus strengthen us in his service. The joy of Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us now and always.